You will do amazing things with the choice each new day brings. And with every step you take, bless the progress that you make. The reason you live is found in every gift you give. Love your life, love your dreams, you will do amazing. Amazing, amazing, you will do amazing things. Amazing, amazing, you will do amazing things. Oh, the places you will go, and the people you will know. Don't worry when or where or how, you don't have to know right now. You're on the right track, no need to look ahead or back. Just enjoy what this day brings, you will do amazing. You don't have to work it out, just stay in the here and now. Let your mind rest for a little while. Sometimes deepest answers come when you're out there having fun. So close your eyes and take a breath and smile. You don't have to work it out, just stay in the here and now. Let your mind rest for a little while. Sometimes deepest answers come when you're out there having fun. So close your eyes and take a breath and smile. Amazing, you will do amazing things. Amazing, amazing, you will do amazing things.
Amazing, amazing things. You will do amazing things. You are amazing. That's how you can do amazing things. Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown, where we always remind ourselves at the beginning that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity, so am I, and so it is. Because we are the opportunity for spirit to have a life in form and shape as each of us, We are therefore honored and respected and loved. And that's how I can honestly say to each of you, you're amazing. I don't even know most of you who are listening to this, but I know you are, because I know who you are. One of the things we like to talk about here at Center for Spiritual Living is that we know who we are and we know who you are. You're an expression of the divine. And that divine energy, that divine presence, that divine awareness, that divine wisdom is moving through and in and as you out into your life and into the world of expression with all of the other people. So whoever you are, whatever background you come from, whatever your ethnicity, your gender, your race, all of those different kinds of things that in the world of time and space we use to describe and measure people. All of that is part of the wonder and joy and goodness of who you are. And so we're here to celebrate it. We're here to celebrate you. We're here to celebrate life. And we can do this with such ease and grace. So join us with your attention. We're glad you're here. I'm glad you're with us. If at the end of all of this, we will have a conversation on Zoom for those who want to join us. And you'll see information about how to do that later. But right now, let us talk a little more about who we are and what we believe. Our founder, the founder of the Science of Mind, the founder of this teaching, Reverend Dr. Ernest Holmes, did indeed write about what do we believe. And we use that part of that writing to read every week and to have a conversation with each other about, does this really fit? And does this make sense through the week and as we think about it this ourselves? So join me in the Declaration of Principles. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. And so it is. And so now we're going to hear a little more about the truth as we understand it and know it. And that will come to you from one of our wonderful practitioners. A practitioner is someone who has studied the science of mind. It is someone who has a license in it because they've proven their ability to use our teaching to change their lives and to help other people do the same. And so now I bring you, without any further introduction, he is his own introduction, Lee Huffman.
Good morning. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
A great day. It's a beautiful day out here in Georgia. So I want to remind people about the adult study group, because I'm going to be reading today from the book that we're studying in the adult study group. And it's a daily reading, which is fantastic. And then on Sundays at 10 o'clock, it's on the website, and I think Vance will be talking about it later. There's a talk, as Bob mentioned, and it's going to be fantastic. It is every week. And there's practitioners there to help lead it and to help answer questions. And actually, everybody contributes to it. So the reading today is from 365 Science of Mind, A Year of Daily Wisdom by Ernest Holmes. And I'm going to read the 23rd of January. A certain future awaits me. The scripture is, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hebrews 10:25. We are not enough at home in the universe. We are afraid of it, afraid to live. If the time ever comes to you and to me when we see God in everything and in everybody, we will never be alone or lonely. Every experience will be but more vividly, every experience will but more vividly reveal the warmth and the color and the beauty and the responsiveness of the universe in which we live. Its entire nature is given to us. We are on the verge of a vast possibility. The individual or nation, which without vision must perish until a vision is reborn. What is our vision going to be in the midst of the confusion, the doubt, the uncertainty? It is either going to fall before the confusion and be destroyed, or something transcendent within us is going to rise and look to a certain future, to an eternal reality, to a God principle, to an infinite presence responding to us according to our acceptance. There is no individual good. Good belongs to everyone. Good fulfills itself only as it multiplies itself. Therefore, there is no good that can belong to you or to me alone. No final peace to us, only as individuals. The watchword is not exclusion, but inclusion. And the more good we release, the more we experience. I am part of one tremendous whole whose nature of God, whose nature is of God. It is in this divine nature, this inevitable union, that I consciously walk and talk with the infinite until it becomes dynamic and real to me. I am thankful for every opportunity to let God's life be expressed through me. It's a reading out of the textbook, or the out of this devotional that we read every morning. And it's that easy to read that in the morning and let it help us throughout the day. And I follow this with a more detailed treatment. And some of you are new, because we're going out on a lot of different platforms here now. And I want to explain what a treatment is. I guess simply put, a treatment is an affirmative prayer. It's a statement of what we agree to God with. And we speak it in our own person, so in the first person. And so I want to share one with you. And if you would, just know this with me and take any part of it that fits with you on yourself and release any part that doesn't. So just relax, sit back in your chair if you want, and take things off your lap and open up to whatever the universe has to say to you. And know this with me, if you will. There is one God, one creator of all things, one source of all things. This creator creates everything through all that it has created, including me. Today I draw nearer to God. Nothing can come between me and God. Separation is an illusion. Nothing can separate me from God except my buying into this illusion. Today I recognize that I am one with God. Today I know that my future is the future that God intends for me. Today nothing stands in the way of my drawing closer to God, because we are one. From this day forward, I will feel the enveloping love of God. I know these words to be true, so I release them into the universe, and it will all be done. We will all come together, and together we say, and so it is. This is an amazing world that we live in. And there's a great song to follow this that is "Where the Ocean Says to Go" by Daniel Nemod.
So much pushing and pulling, so much fighting and straining, so much laboring against waves and wind. I am tired, my arms are weary, back is aching, eyes are bleary, think I'm finally ready to give in. I have struggled, I have cried, I've screamed inside about the kind of life I've tried to lead. Well, right now I think it's time, for the very first time, to lay down my body and mind and just be. If I stop steering my boat, does it sink? Oh no, current carries it along just so. If I stop steering my life, I'm gonna be alright. I'll just go where the ocean says to go. Down the block or to the moon, round the world or just to my room, I can't say where I'm supposed to end up. I've resisted for so long, as if I could do no wrong, and it's never been quite good enough. It's a funny thing, I guess, a prideful human saying yes, without knowing what I'm agreeing to. But there's a simple fact I find, the decision's never been mine, all I'll ever do is what I'm meant to do. If I stop steering my boat, does it sink? Oh no, current carries it along just so. If I stop steering my life, I'm gonna be alright. I'll just go where the ocean says to go. Scary thing for sure, to lay down my oars, quit pretending that I've ever been in charge. But it's scarier still, to spend my strength and will, never even have a peaceful heart. So here goes the toughest thing, ironic, don't you think, that it's so hard and so easy all at once. It's not laziness, it's just the deepest kind of trust, that I'm okay when all is said and done. I'm okay when all is said and done. If I stop steering my boat, does it sink? Oh no, current carries it along just so. If I stop steering my life, I'm gonna be alright. I'll just go where the ocean says to go. If I stop steering my boat, does it sink? Oh no, current carries it along just so. If I stop steering my life, I'm gonna be alright. I'll just go where the ocean says to go. I'll just go where the ocean says to go. I'll just go where the ocean says to go.
I'll just go where the ocean says to go. That may feel a little scary to some of us because it doesn't sound like we are in charge. And yet, we are, in our own ways and in our own truth and in our own reality. One of the things that I've been thinking a lot about this week, our title today is Looking Ahead. Last week, we looked at where we are right now, what we're doing, and Reverend Cynthia McCarthy did that talk and did a beautiful job. So today, we're looking at looking ahead, and next week, we're going to look up. So that will be interesting, too. But in looking ahead, I'm aware that we turned some really big corners this week in this country, in these United States. We had a smooth transfer of power from one government management group to another. And for many people, there was great rejoicing and great joy and great love and excitement and an idea of goodness. And for every 10 people feeling that way, there were probably 8 who were feeling lost, disappointed, hurt, wondering how their good, their idea of good, and their idea of life going forward and looking ahead was going to have a chance to unfold. So wherever you are in that, whichever side of that, whether it's a joyful time now for you or a not so joyful time right now for you, we're all looking ahead in the same direction with the same ideas and goals of having a life of joy and freedom and excitement, a life we can feel good about and comfortable in. Many of you have been dealing with COVID. Many of us who haven't had COVID have dealt with being isolated and alone and not having a lot of connections with people. So for many people, this idea of COVID is a very personal and painful thing. And for others, it's simply we hear it's something we've heard about on the news and may not know many people personally involved in it. And whichever place you're coming from, wherever you're standing in that, when we look forward, we look for wisdom. This is the month we're talking about ancient wisdom. So we dig into what's the forward look. What is it we have to look forward to? What can we expect? And a greater question is, what is the very nature of looking ahead? And for me, that I keep thinking about my teacher, Dr. Kennedy Schultz. I say my teacher. He was many people's teacher, but he was one I really connected with in getting into this teaching. And he would say quite often, the first law of life is a law of growth. I'd like to take credit for thinking of that myself, but I didn't. But, you know, and even he, I'm not sure, came up with it exactly, except it grew out of a grand and good idea we've had for a long time in this whole evolution of consciousness that we're living in, where the first law of life, the most important part of life itself, is about growth. And that's true whether it's individual, whether it's in the physics of the universe itself, where things are expanding and continue to expand, where the space between molecules gets wider and wider all the time, therefore the energy gets increases more and more to hold it all together. Over 100 years ago, our teacher Ernest Holmes said, the spiral of life is upward. Evolution carries us forward, not backwards. Eternal and progressive expansion is its law. Eternal and progressive expansion is its law. And there are no breaks in this continuity. So the law of life is a law of growth, which is a growth by expansion, by spiraling into greater and greater experiences and expressions, regardless of where you're starting from, whether you're in a place of pain or joy, whether you're in a place of healing from an illness or anticipating or fear about getting an illness. Regardless of where you begin from, that is the perfect and right beginning for you as you move into those spirals, moving you up and out into the next levels. You know, we live in worlds of consciousness, swirls and worlds of consciousness. You know, we live in a world of consciousness where there is a deep feeling and belief that whatever is happening out there is happening to us. It's done to me. And that's one world. That's what we call the first world. That's the world where victimization seems to be the dominant. Victimization and perpetration seem to be the dominant themes and ideas. And then there's that world of done by me, where we begin to learn some skills about this universe we live in, this world we live in, and we learn how to use our minds and our feelings and our hearts to begin to create something different and new for ourselves. And we start manifesting cars and jobs and money and all kinds of things, health, and on it goes. And we do that by changing our thinking, changing our minds. And then we begin to move into a place where it's done through us, where we have a sense that it's not really me doing this. and that maybe the guidance of the ocean is enough and is the right thing, because there's something bigger at work here. I'm part of a larger connection, and then I feel that connection with other people. And so my consciousness sees and knows that. And then there's another whole world of just being, where I'm as God, as life, where I get really clear that when I am thinking, I'm thinking with the thoughts of God. When I am when I'm feeling, it is the feeling of spirit moving through me. When I'm doing anything, I'm doing the work of the infinite. Jesus said it, the Father within me doeth the work. So there's that whole, all of those different worlds of consciousness, you know, and we grow, we spiral, we evolve in each of them. We evolve in that done to me by moving out of always feeling like it's done to me and moving more toward an idea that maybe some of those things are done for me. I can look back at some of the hardest experiences I've had as an adult or as a child or wherever, and I can see where while it felt at the time like it was done to me and it was horrible and it was difficult, ultimately in the final analysis of where I am and who I am today and who I'm becoming, it was done for me to grow, for me to know better, for me to move out of that world of space and place. So if you feel in any way a victimization by the government, if you feel the government has been the cause of the done to you, I invite you to take a look and see what it might be doing for you instead. That's another whole talk. I'm not going any further with that right now. Because what I want to do then is say, in each of those worlds, we need to grow. So how do we grow? What does growth even look like for us or for life or for anyone? And I love the analogy always of the plant. And you see one behind me here. And the idea that a good way to look at what growth means for each of us is to look at that idea of what happens when we grow a plant. And I know it's been said and talked about and said, but I'm going to do it again. Maybe it'll be from a little different idea. First thing you got to do with the plant is, and when you're planting something, you want it to grow, you got to decide what you want it to be. What is the plant? You know, who are you? What are you? What kind of seed are you? And what is the seed in you that you want to see grow even more? Because that's the only way we grow, or the only way we go forward, is by growing what's in us already and building on it. We can't build on a vacuum. We build on what's already there. The old story of the house built upon the sand just goes away, but the house built upon a rock stays. So you are the rock, and you are the seed, and you are the thing. So who is it you want to be? What is it? What are the things within you you want to see grow and come forward and come forth? And you do that by really looking at ourselves. You know, taking the time to listen within and figure out what's important to you, what matters. Not what somebody else said should matter, not what you think if you're in a certain job or a certain role or doing a certain thing should matter and should be important. But what really is matter, what does really matter to you, what's really important to you. Because that's where that identity of the seed comes from. You know? I mean, if you really want to be a full-blown, blooming, gorgeous rose bush, you don't plant cabbages. If you want to be a cabbage, nothing wrong with cabbage, I happen to like it, then you plant cabbage. If you want to be a person of love and caring and kindness and greater love, then plant seeds of love. Find ways to love what you already have and who you already are and what you're doing right now. Figure out what those seeds are that are present that you do love, instead of looking at what you don't love all the time. You want to grow into a full-blown, not loving expression, then look all the time at what you don't love. So decide what the seed is you want to be. Settle into it. Let yourself really feel and know that. Sometimes that takes a while. And sometimes you already know it just by listening to my voice. You know where you want to go in the future. You know what the look and looking ahead would you'd like for it to be. And that pulls you in that direction. Well, then you get to decide which way do you want to grow? See, we're all growing. We're always going to grow. That's the given spiral of life, evolution. You don't have a choice about that. But what you do have a choice about is, do I want to grow towards the light, towards the sun, towards greater energy, greater power, greater goodness, or am I growing towards apathy and that whole atrophy? You know that word? That atrophy, which is like slowly dying. We can grow towards atrophy. We can grow into death. Because death isn't the end. Death is just a transition, transformation into something else. So you're still growing as you move, even if you're choosing toward that. If you're feeling so sad and discouraged and upset that that's the only thing you can imagine for yourself, it's less and less and less. We have a lot of messages in this culture about age and being at a certain point where, okay, now it's time to start atrophying. Now it's time to start slowing down, not thinking as well. Now it's time to give up on those adventurous life ideas you used to have. Fortunately, we have a whole generation now of people who are pretty much ignoring that and traveling all over the world and enjoying the excitement and energy of new things and new careers and new things to learn and all of this. Thanks to the internet and thanks to all of the ways that we have now of learning, no one has to atrophy. But you choose. You get to choose. And it's okay either way. But I will tell you, it's a lot easier to grow toward the sun than to try to grow away from it. It takes a lot of energy to atrophy. Far more energy than it does to grow and to grow towards the sun. So then what do you have to provide to support that growth? If you're choosing to go towards the sun. Well, first you got to have, you got to have food, you got to have water, you need good soil to grow in, and you need a lot of sunshine. So good soil, community support. What is the soil of your current life situation? Are there people around you who are there to hold you and nurture you in your growth? Or are you surrounded by people who don't support your growth? I know when I was growing up, I used to get a lot from my family and some of my friends, some of the people around me that you're just being too uppity. That's a good Southern word for those of you who are listening from other parts of the country. Because you could get too uppity, it means you may not be the person we want you to be to fit well into our family. If you're too smart or if you're too this or too that. And the point of that is I was not really too well nurtured in that growing early thing. So what did I do? I did have enough to know that it didn't have to be this way. So the day I got out of high school, I left town. Zoop, I was off. Wonderful people I left behind, not making any of them wrong. They were living their lives according to what they knew. But that wasn't fertile soil for me. Fertile soil for me was to go to a Christian college or to a college that had a spiritual focus and really sink myself into what it means to live a spiritual life and learn concepts and ideas. That's where I got fed. And we all get fed by filling our minds with great ideas, great thoughts, great potential for what we can and want to become. You know? It's that expression, that unfolding that matters. And we do it by learning a better idea. I will never forget when I first time I ever heard, and I was well far into my adulthood, that it really is okay to change your mind. I went, what? But I said I would do this. And by George, I'm going to do it. Even though it doesn't serve me anymore, even though it isn't for my good or anybody else's, I said I'd do it, so I got to do it. You can change your mind. Another great one for me was discovering that if I didn't know what to do, I didn't have to do anything. Boy, that was a jolt. But it was a point of growth for me, because I could let things go that I didn't really know how to manage or what to do with, and let someone else who did take them and still get the benefit and participate with them in that process. Didn't have to do it all myself. And on it goes. Great ideas. In this teaching, I learned that if one person can really do something and do it well, so can anyone else. If there's talent and skill and ability to create new ideas and new things and new experiences in any one person, because we are all one, because we are united within this same energetic energy of field energy of information, field of energy and information that we call spirit, then everyone can. Now, granted, I'm not going to be a ballerina, but just because there are ballerinas. But when I was a kid, I was a pretty good dancer. And that was okay, and that was enough. So I can't be something that isn't really for me and that I really love and want to be. But I can embrace the goodness of all people around me and recognize that it is some part of myself. The food that comes in are these grand and great ideas. You know, ideas that, like this from Henry David Thoreau. What lies behind us, what lies before us or ahead of us, are tiny matter compared to what lies within us. That's a powerful idea. And it so often helps me turn away from trying to get answers from other people or from other things or other conversations and listen in here for the wisdom that I know is mine and that it's mine to act upon and mine to live. So the water is emotion. Flooding and open flow, water flows, emotions need to be free to flow. Most of our emotions tend to really get us in trouble or to be difficult or to cause problems in our bodies physically or in our minds or whatever is when we try to block the flow. When you're angry, be angry. When you're sad, be sad. When you're overwhelmed, be overwhelmed and feel it. Because you know what's amazing is when you do that, when you feel it, it just moves right on out and it's done. Because it's just energy moving to be expressed. One of the most repetitive concerns for people I've worked with as a therapist in my former life was the question, is it okay to feel what I feel? And helping people get to the point of really accepting that their feelings are okay regardless of what anyone else says, regardless of anything else, it's like watering a plant. It's just suddenly the water is flowing and the plant is thriving, and people thrive when they begin to really accept their feelings. No matter what logic says they should be, doesn't mean they're going to stay there, but it means that it flows and lets it go. And the soil is a community, the food are principles and ideas. The water is the flow of emotion and freely letting us feel what is true for us. And the sunshine is the inspiration. It's the inspiration for me, and I'll just speak for myself, the poem that was read at the inauguration. Halfway through, I'm crying like a baby because it was so powerfully heartfelt. And I felt so inspired by those words and those ideas. You know, whatever inspires you, make sure you have the opportunity to experience it again and again. That's that sunshine that lets you grow. Now, there are also two kinds of growth. One is that flashy outer growth, like the one behind me here, where you see the bright colors, where we're growing and everything looks great and we're manifesting things and stuff is going well. And that's one kind of one aspect, one quality of growth. But there are other times when our growth is much quieter, like in the wintertime, or like when the growth is strictly underground. You know, many plants grow by rhizomes. When rhizomes are these runners, they're like root stems that are underground and move parallel to the ground. So the next season, when they start to burst forth in bloom, as we're about to have very soon, there was twice as much as there was last year because they've continued to grow underground during this quiet time, during this time of where it doesn't appear that much is happening. We all need those times. We all have those times. I've been through one recently, the last 6 months probably with COVID, and the opportunity to simply be quiet and be at home and to listen instead of running around frenetically doing this and that. And the idea that kept bubbling up for me was those who wait upon the law to act, spiritual law, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. But it's the important part is the waiting. Waiting for things to come forward. When we don't know what to do, don't have to do anything. And growth is the waiting and allowing this massive, amazing universe in which we live to do its work and to help prepare us for when the time comes to fly, to run, to walk. Very important time. So either way, however we do all of this, the one thing that is clear, absolutely clear and undeniable, is that you do not need to force growth. You do not need to make it happen. You do not need to try to will it into some order or organization. Because growth is your very nature. Growth is automatic. You don't have a choice. You will grow one way or the other, towards life or towards death, towards the sun or towards the bottom of the earth. Because it's your nature. And it can be really simple. Again, Henry David Thoreau, one of my favorite quotes of his. If one advances constantly in the direction of your dreams and endeavors to live the life which you have imagined, you will meet with the success unexpected in common hours. It's there for you. Just decide. Fill your head with great ideas. Let your emotions flow freely and honestly. And let inspiration come to you wherever it tends to show up. In line with that is our affirmation of the day, which I added to and doctored up a little bit. And it is this: I am an ever-evolving, living embodiment of love. I am an ever-evolving, living embodiment of joy. I am an ever-evolving, living embodiment of freedom. I am an ever-evolving, living embodiment of whatever you put behind that, because that will be that towards which you are advancing. Because you're wonderful. You deserve this and more. And so it is. So I invite you to join me now for a few moments of meditation and quiet. We will move into this with that idea in mind, allowing ourselves to imagine and envision what comes next. So we take a moment, we take a deep breath, and we just settle into and begin with accepting the idea that who I am is good and very good. Who I am is strong. Who I am is right. And who I am is this being that lives immersed in the power of one spirit, one life, one light. It surrounds me. It fills me. It is all that I am. And it celebrates me and my ideas for creating life, for growing in the direction from which I am planted and towards which I am going. And so I allow my imagination, I allow the ocean to whisper to me. Where do you want to go? What do you want to see looking ahead? What can you imagine for yourself looking ahead? And in this moment, letting that imagination be the power and the light and the inspiration toward. You don't need to know how. You don't have to think about how. You just think about what. What is it that I am becoming? What is it I want to become to feel more sense of joy and freedom and power and most especially love? Because I know right here and right now that whatever that imagine is within each one of us is the truth of us. It is that which we are being drawn toward. It is the divine call. It is the pull toward the greater and greater expression of evolution as each of us. And so I surrender to that evolution. I surrender and say yes to that towards which I am seeing, feeling, and calling. And being called. And I trust that what I envision in that future is reaching out and pulling me toward it with all of the power of the universe behind it. This is the truth for me. I'm very grateful for it. I'm grateful to be here. In this gratitude, I release this treatment now. I let it be so. And so it is. And now we'll hear from Vance Blue, who will tell us about our prosperity celebration and some announcements. Vance?
All right. Thanks, Dr. Bob. That was an awesome talk.
Thank you.
So we're coming together here every Sunday, listening to great messages, getting to participate in this community and do some wonderful things. And being on the board, we've got a great board doing awesome things. You may have noticed some changes this morning with the way our presentation is. It's a little different. We're expanding, growing, and developing that. So I welcome you to do that. You'll see us on Facebook. We're broadcasting the Zoom or the in Zoom. We're broadcasting the YouTube channel link. So you'll see that in the newsletter coming up and on the website, that direct link to the YouTube channel as well. So I'd like to share the affirmation prosperity with you. You can read that along with me. And here it is. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And there's several ways to donate. You can donate online at cslmidtown.org/donate. There's an application there. Do that. You can do it through PayPal. We have lots of ways to do that. And we are greatly supported by this congregation. And we appreciate that. We've got some announcements to go over. There's some good stuff. The theme for January is continuing. Timeless Wisdom, Evolutionary Vision. And next Sunday, Dr. Bob is going to talk about looking above with and the spiritual empowerment sessions. We've got Tuesdays from 12 to 12:30 on the Zoom. The Zoom is on the website. So if you click on any of these in the website, you can get there with that. The Wisdom Wednesdays this week, Dr. Bob's continuing that series. It's a 4-week series. He started last week. So you can still join in on that. It's the basic foundations of science of mind, which is a normal January series of normally series of talks, but this month the theme is a little different from that. So Reverend Bob's doing that as a class to get people engaged in what science of mind is about. So just get a foundation on that. We've got the Sunday morning discussion group, which Lee talked about. same Zoom code, and they're using the 365 Science of Mind, A Year of Daily Wisdom by Ernest Holmes. That's a great book. I read out of that pretty much every day, and there's always something good in there. And if you've got something that you're struggling with, need help with, just want to expand and be better with, we've got great practitioners. And there is a prayer request on the website, cslmidtown.org/treatment-prayer-request. Their contact information is there as well. So if you've got an individual practitioner that you want to work with, they are there. And that's it for the announcements. I'm going to turn it back to Dr. Bob.
Okay, so I would like to bring us to a close with our affirmation of life. However, before I do, I would like to remind you that we are going to be continuing a bit of conversation on Zoom as soon as this call is over. So if you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube or some other place that we don't know about yet, please feel free to go to our website, cslmidtown.org. Click on the link to Zoom, and it will bring you into that meeting to have a bit of conversation and hello and connect with people of like mind and like ways of thinking. So please be sure to join us right after this for that time together. So here is our closing affirmation, the affirmation of life. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Thank you for being with us today.